वंस इज ऑन सचिनंदन स्वामी महाराज और सेलिंग अस हाउ वन डे इनकन्सिवेबली ए मस्किटो एंटर्ड इन टू हिस मस्किटो नेट इन विद इन विच ही वॉज स्लीपिंग एंड ही सेड एवरी हाफ एन आवर ही वुड गेट अप एंड द वन स्मॉल मस्किटो स्पॉइल्ड हिस होल नाइट स्लीप ही सेड आई वॉज वॉन्टिंग अ मशीन गन to attack that mosquito, he said, so that I can finish him off. But the only problem is I would see him and by the time I kill him, he would escape. Whole night went off like this, he was telling. So he was telling this example to show how one small creature can make our life miserable. Like this morning, one small ant entered into my dhoti and made my whole morning program miserable. Although it was so difficult to find out where it is, all over the body, but it was such a tiny creature. So I was thinking, I am president of Pune temple, I can't even preside over this small ant. That is our capacity, that's our ability. So in the material world, the controllership or lordship is a very great disease. It's called as Ishwara Bhavam. One who tries to dominate and control in this world. But if we very carefully contemplate in this world, man is thinking himself to be the pinnacle of evolution and the controller of all animals and birds and creatures. But actually one small creature which he cannot even see with his own eyes easily, like a microbe, like a bacteria or a virus, can make his life miserable for many days or many months or even years. So what is our ability to control things? So at last when I located the ant, I realized, where is this fellow getting so much power, such a tiny creature, to attack the body of such a big person like me? So he is given the power by the Supreme Lord. That is explained in 7.14, purport. You will read. Prabhupada says that in this material world, our body is material, but the body has the ability to create us trouble because it is working under the divine will. Although matter is inferior to superior energy, soul, still the matter can cause trouble to the soul. Same way, the other living beings can also cause us trouble, empowered by the Supreme Lord. Because Lord is empowering everyone to do different things. So if somebody has to be given a quota of his pain and trouble, the Lord can give through that. So the Ishwar Bhavam or the controllership is very much not conducive for taking shelter because just like we say in the magnet, opposite poles attract, like poles repel. Like poles repel, opposite poles attract. So Lord is a controller, and if we understand that I am controlled, then it is a very favorable climate, favorable atmosphere for the soul to take a very firm shelter in Krishna's names. Actually, we will all have a personal experience when we have the mastership or the lordship in our mind. Those days our chanting will be very bad. You will have a personal experience of that. Everyone has experience of that. Because there is such mastership gives one a feeling of exploiting others and dominating others and lording over others. Whereas the feeling of being controlled or being dominated by Lord through His energies can make us understand we are insignificant. We are extremely tiny. And Lord can offer us any kind of pain or pleasure through any creature or even dead matter. Like recently, Krishna Smaran Prabhu was telling how if you have to undergo some suffering, it can come in any way. He was telling his mother went into the kitchen. Suddenly there is a loft. It has a door like this for going up. Loft, going into the loft. So suddenly that door, somehow by inconceivable will of providence, the hinge or something got loose and it came down like this and hit his mother here in the forehead. And he said that was the last day she was active. Then she became bedridden for years together. And just it hit her on the forehead. One moment, just one momentary activity. It is not even caused by another living being. It is caused by a dead matter, dead matter, the will of the Lord. So, scriptures say, Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, we hear about Ambarish Maharaj. So, these concepts are not very far-fetched ideas, but they have practical relevance to our everyday life. Such things happen in our life also. So, remembering and recognizing the Lord's controllership over us, and the controllership of Lord's energy over us, and our need of the Lord's shelter for protection at all levels. This is very conducive for taking shelter of Krishna. And the taking shelter is essential for calling out the holy name. Because without that proper mood of taking shelter, considering ourselves to be master, enjoyer, controller, proprietor, this kind of infatuation is a great curse in the material world, which quite often dominates our mind most of the time. And now Prabhu ki.